Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, June 13th. It's 20 degrees, feels like 22, with the opposite, the inverse of whatever wind chill it is, with humidity maybe. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can go to check out how you can support my efforts talking into microphones more directly with a dollar or two a month. Actually goes towards supporting good stuff as a whole. We still haven't gotten off our butts and launched the good stuff Patreon campaign, which we will be doing sometime soon-ish. But Patreon supporters this month can actually look forward to a preview of a new show. Kyle Roderick, my partner in crime here at Good Stuff, and I are testing out. They'll be the first to hear it, give us feedback, tell us if it's awful, make us cry, and then we'll just keep on doing it anyway because this is a fun hobby and something like that. So, okay, so this show is at the risk, or it is. I don't think it's even at the risk anymore. It's past being a risk of becoming monthly-ish at this rate. I don't really have any good excuses for not recording an episode in almost a month, just shy of a month if my calendaring is correct. But two things that happened. This isn't an excuse. These are just things that happened. I just lay them before you as evidence in this court proceeding. My wife left me for 10 days celebrating a milestone birthday with some friends in a faraway land. And she can tweet if she wants or whatever. Actually, she hasn't been on Twitter in months, I don't think, but about what the milestone was. But the day after she left, I got sick with just a debilitating man cold of some sort. And I'll just let your sympathies rain down for a moment here. Just pause. Luckily for me, though, I'm, air quotes, the husband. So everyone in the world takes pity on the husband, air quotes, when, air quotes, the wife is away. So invites for supper, taking the kids for the weekend, for grandma and grandpa's and stuff, etc. But still, I didn't record an episode. I only actually, in 10 days, had to make a supper meal twice. So that gives you a taste of how much extra help the male of marriage typically seems to get. Whereas when I've been away, as people are often will remind me, there is next to no support for help or whatever. So, and that's just funny, interesting, weird, whatever. That's just, yeah, it's not a whatever, but it is kind of frustrating that it's weird that the guy in a relationship is treated as a bit of an imbecile in when it comes to taking care of the humans in your household, as if the whole time the husband and wife are there, he's just, what, I guess, mowing the lawn and shoveling the driveway and making money, recording podcasts that don't make money. Those kinds of things, right? I rarely ever see or touch or listen, talk to, do anything with my kids otherwise. So, which isn't true. But anyways, going back to the podcast, the longer the break between episodes for me, anyways, certainly the harder it is to record. And I don't know why. It's just how my mind works. It's kind of like you're all my grade 8 teacher and the assignment is past due. And each day I just make life worse for myself by not buckling down and just doing it. It just becomes this bigger mountain to overcome. So the man cold did prevent me from recording a U2 episode. And then when we finally did, I recorded it. I kind of hacked up a lung during the episode. So I saved y'all from hearing that. That's a blessing, I suppose. But and I did actually attempt a recording of a U2 song, just myself, a cover that none of you shall ever hear. You can think like Johnny Cash, but with snot pouring out of his nose instead of sexy baritone. So if that's your thing, then let me know. But I still won't let you hear it. But it was actually like a good reminder, just because the house is empty. Usually if I pull out my guitar at all, even just my acoustic, but especially electric, kids come running, start banging on the door. And yeah, it's just hard to sort of get anywhere beyond just noodling around a little bit quietly. But it was a good reminder of how much I enjoy messing around with my guitar and drums and bass and strings inside of, in my case, Logic Pro. But side note, if you all have GarageBand on your Mac or iPhone, iPad, you really have no idea the power it actually contains to make music. And obviously, if that's not your thing at all, then don't worry about it. There's other things that you can do with your time. But if you are all interested in music, it's crazy how powerful GarageBand is for even just definitely sketching out an idea of a song, but then just recording an actual whole song, start to finish, drums, bass, guitar, singing, strings, just about any instrument you can imagine and tons of loops and stuff to add into it. So anyway, I'm back on the horse, back on the saddle, saddled up for the horsing around, ready to record stuff. Like I said, Kyle and I have a thing we're sending off to beta listeners, we'll call them, and Patreon supporters to test out. That'll be happening soon. And good stuff shows like Non-Breaking Space Show, Clockworks, have been steadily releasing episodes even while Kyle and I have been absent from our respective shows, which is awesome to see and hear. And the network effect kind of rules. Oh, and Grown Ups too. I guess we're Grown Ups now. There's a few new episodes in the last month. And so be sure to check all of those shows out. Clockworks just actually wrapped up their first season as the show, the TV show they're covering, Legion, is just finished up its season. And I got some fun stuff in the works there. They have interviews with producers and cinematographers and sound people from the show, which is pretty cool. That starting a podcast gave them access, Paul and Jan gave them access to be able to talk to people that probably wouldn't have otherwise returned their calls, I would guess. But when you've got a podcast, it's kind of like a little vehicle to promote something with. So they're happy to talk. So very cool. So yeah, check out goodstuff.fm. If you're not familiar where this podcast comes from, goodstuff.fm is the podcast network. Daily Issues, this particular show, but there's other shows on there that might catch your eye. So check out goodstuff.fm. And I'm iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff is goodstuff.fm on Twitter. And we're also on the Facebooks, and you can discuss this in our subreddit. And of course, support me on Patreon, patreon.com/iChris. Give a dollar or two a month. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you again in less than a month, less than 2 weeks even. Hopefully. Okay. Have a great day. Bye.